Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe, PJ Glasser, hanging out with you guys on this Friday. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Colin Wilson, college football betting analyst over at the Action Network, to break down all of the conference title games, the massive ones, 1 versus 2 in the Big Ten. We got Georgia, Alabama in the SEC. BYU, Texas Tech in the Big 12, a game a lot of people will be watching, especially those of you who reside in South Bend, Indiana, a pretty massive game down there in Jerry World. So we'll talk conference title games with Colin Wilson coming up in 20 minutes. But PJ, I was actually looking over at BetMGM right now at the make-miss playoff prices for both the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions after the Lions beat Dallas 44-30 last night on Thursday Night Football. The Cowboys now, to make the playoffs, there's still a chance. Plus 700 just to make the postseason for the Dallas Cowboys. The Detroit Lions, with last night's win, minus 150. So Detroit now odds on to make the postseason. And I agree with that. I think Detroit is going to end up getting there, even if they lose to the Rams next week, which is a pretty big game. We'll talk Lions coming up here later on in this segment. But we can't talk about this game and not talk about George Pickens. I feel like a lot of the guys that were getting the Cowboys defense is playing well. Nope, they regressed to the mean last night. George Pickens extension. I was even saying the Cowboys should extend George Pickens. I was all in. Look how great this guy is. He's incredibly talented. And last night is why the Pittsburgh Steelers decided to trade George Pickens. Now, this doesn't throw out what he's done this entire season. I mean, he's been one of the best receivers in the league. He's probably going to end up like second team all pro at the end of the season. But in a massive game where CeeDee Lamb leaves the game with a concussion, and Lamb had been going off, 6 catches for 121. He was cooking. About the only Cowboy that showed up for the whole night. But Lamb leaves the game. This is the time where George Pickens needs to step up. And George Pickens, 5 catches, 37 yards, jogging through routes, just like being soft at the point of attack. He was on planet George. He was not at Ford Field last night, because I don't know what we saw, but that was the worst game from George Pickens at the worst possible time when the Cowboys needed him the most. And that is why he's on the Dallas Cowboys and no longer on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought it was pathetic what George Pickens did last night. Curious to get your thoughts, PJ, because boy, if he wants to be paid like a number one wide receiver, it can't look like how it looked last night in the loss to the Lions.
No, I mean, he was terrible. It's crazy that CeeDee Lamb looked like the CeeDee Lamb that we all kind of know him to be, right? And when he's at his best, mm-hmm. he was great last night, but Pickens was just a big no-show. And it's a shame, because he's been so great all season for Dallas has been so consistent. But last night, man, I think about the play, Femi. I think it was like 3rd and 19 when Aubrey drilled like the 63-yarder. And he was almost like jogging up the side of the field, right?
Yes.
Like the DB for Detroit was playing back. He was 3rd and long. Like he wasn't going to get beat deep. And Pickens like didn't even try and like run and then, you know, have a comeback and get like a 13-yard completion where maybe you think about he was just kind of strolling and jogging along. And then the DB breaks. It's an incomplete pass. Dak even, they showed it. The replay was like yelling at Pickens. So it's stuff like that. I mean, you know, that kind of, those kinds of games show you that Pickens, like, it's still the same old Pickens. He can have a great stretch of games and be awesome, but when it's tough, when it's bright lights, and either he's not getting the ball or he's not going crazy, he's not making explosive plays, like, his attitude suffers and then his play suffers because of that. And it's a shame. They really needed him to be as good as he had been, and then especially when Lamb went down, they needed him to make some big plays. But I think that's a big part of why Dallas struggled a little bit last night. Even though their offense played well, this recent stretch, when they've been playing good football, it's been because of Pickens. You know, like, he's almost that spark plug for Dallas. Mm-hmm. The team feeds off that, all those big plays, those great catches that he makes. And when he's just kind of moping around out there and not having any effect on the game, it affects the rest of his teammates. So, Femi, you rightfully should be going after Pickens today, because that, in a must-win game, that was just not anywhere near the kind of performance you needed out of him.
No, it was pathetic. It was an abysmal performance. And I know, like, he's been going after people on social media because, like, Richard Sherman on the broadcast last night in the postgame show really singled him out as, like, hey, like, this guy did not show up for the Dallas Cowboys. And I think he's since deleted the Instagram story that he put up there bashing Richard Sherman, which it's like, yeah, man, okay, you can do that. But, like, Richard Sherman's a Super Bowl champion. Like, he knows what it's supposed to look like. What the hell have you won, George Pickens? Like, you've won that. Like, in fact, the team that drafted you said, we want no parts of you. Let's send you away. Not because you're not a good player, but because of stuff like this. So it was just a really disappointing performance from George Pickens, who absolutely mailed it in last night at the worst possible time that he could do so. On the other side, the Detroit Lions, they have a wide receiver that I thought set the tone for their team. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown. All week long, we thought Amon-Ra St. Brown was not going to play in the game. Suffered the ankle injury on Thanksgiving against Green Bay. DNP. Did not practice at all this week. Now, after the fact, it sounds like he got some work done after practice, is what he was telling the post-game show, is that on Monday, I believe it was, is when he found out, then thought that he could play in the game. Or it might have been Tuesday when he said that he knew that he could play in the game, running some routes post-practice, but technically did not practice at all during the week. And we all saw the tweets as we were wrapping up the show yesterday on You Better You Bet about Amon-Ra out there and giving the thumbs up to people saying, hey, I'm playing, running full speed. And he didn't have, like, the greatest game statistically. Like, Amon-Ra St. Brown has had much better games than 6 catches for 92 yards, but still, it's a really good game, especially given the fact that he was dealing with the ankle injury. And I thought him being on the field, PJ, I thought that really set the tone for the Detroit Lions and showed them that, hey, this is an important game. We got our guy. We're about toughness, and it starts with Amon-Ra St. Brown. And I thought it really fueled that offense and really kind of put them where they needed to be against a defense that clearly was not up to snuff in the game.
1,000%. Even when Amon-Ra is not at 100%, just the stress that he creates on the defense, right? Just the thought of him getting the ball opens things up for J-Mo, opens things up for Gibbs, who also had big nights receiving. I absolutely love that the Detroit Lions got the ball first, and the very first play of the game was a 7-yard out route to Amon-Ra. Get him going, get the crowd into it, let him get tackled, let him make sure that the ankle's all right, all those things. I mean, God forbid Kevin Petullo and the Eagles would take a page out of that book with A.J. Brown, right? I mean, it's that easy. Like, it's that easy. Guys, you know, I mean, and Amon-Ra wasn't even complaining, obviously. He was just hurt, but they get him going. I mean, it really is that easy. And I thought that was a great play call by Dan Campbell. That was a great thought by the Lions, and they really never looked back from there. But all things considered, I mean, I didn't expect Amon-Ra to play last night, and he looked really, really good. So just the thought of him out there. And what was even more impressive for the Lions, Femi, was, I mean, Detroit really didn't even run the ball all that well. Gibbs had 3.6 yards per carry. He was 12 for 43. And outside of the long run that Montgomery had for the 35-yard touchdown, he really didn't do all that much on the ground either, for the most part, if you take away that big run. So it was really just J-Mo and Amon-Ra and Gibbs killing them on the through the air. That was really the big difference in the game, and then Gibbs finding a way to score touchdowns when they were inside the 10-yard line. But yeah, Amon-Ra out there, such a key piece to the Lions. Certainly another reason why I'm sure so many people liked Dallas last night, because of what a key piece he is to that offense and to that team. But he looked good and looked like his old self last night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, he was awesome last night. Up to J-Mo was awesome. Gibbs is awesome. Like, the Lions, like, they just have so many explosive playmakers, which is why, like, you can easily fall in love with this team. And it wasn't just on offense. I thought defensively, their pass rush dominated the game. Like, I know Dallas had 400 yards and 5 yards per play, and they were able to put up 30 points, but it never really felt like Dak Prescott was comfortable back there in the pocket, because his tackles, quite frankly, were getting their asses kicked. Like Al-Qadim Muhammad, he might make the Pro Bowl off of last night's game. Like, 3 sacks, just destroying Terrence Steele. Aiden Hutchinson, he didn't necessarily get a sack, but he was creating constant pressure, beating up on Nate Thomas. Tyler Guyton out for the game, and luckily it sounds like he's going to be fine for next Sunday when the Cowboys play on the Minnesota Vikings. But, like, the fact that those tackles could not hold up in protection really just put Dallas behind the eight ball. The Cowboys had so many times that they were at 2nd and 19, 2nd and 20, 2nd and 25, just because they were taking negatives on first down. You can't win that way. And kudos to this Lions defense that kind of is like sort of an afterthought, but what Kelvin Shepard's been able to do, given the injuries that they've taken in the secondary, and they got another one last night with Brian Branch tearing his Achilles, I thought the Lions defense really showed up and were the more physical unit there. And it started up front with Al-Qadim Muhammad and Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Branch injury. With him going down, they're going to need that pass rush to continue to be really good, because if the opposing quarterback, especially when they play a good team and a good offense, if he has a lot of time back there to throw, it could be a long night for that Lions secondary. But no, I agree. I thought they were good. They did what they needed to do, right? They held down the Cowboys offense for a majority of that game. They didn't score a touchdown until the middle, late third quarter. So, I mean, against that offense, especially the way that they had been playing, they were terrific. The Lions got that big lead, 27-9. And then, you know, they started to get tired a little bit. Dallas started to move the ball. They started to score some points. But at that time, it was a little bit too late. So I kind of think that's going to be the formula moving forward for the Lions. Because, again, with all the injuries that they have in the secondary, they're just going to give up points when they face good teams. I think it's going to be important for them to have great game plans going into the game, to do everything that they can to limit those teams in the first half, try and build the lead, and then, you know, those teams will make their run in the second half, but then you just hope that it's too little too late and the Lions offense can kind of close the door at the end. But yeah, that'll be, to me, the big thing moving forward. I don't think we have any questions really about this Lions offense. Maybe it's just a question of Again, if they go for it a lot on fourth down, like how many of those fourth downs do they end up getting? But that was what killed them last year when they lost to Jaden Daniels in Washington, was all those injuries that they had on defense. It's brutal that it's kind of happening to them again. But yeah, Femi, if they can force turnovers, pressure the quarterback like they did last night, and the Lions offense can look like they did last night, then Detroit will be looking like the team that a lot of people thought they would be coming into the season.
Well, let's spin it forward then, because the Lions are going to be down both of their starting safeties. Brian Branch is done for the rest of the season. Kirby Joseph, it sounds like he's going to come back. Maybe he's able to come back next week when they take on the Rams. They have a little bit of a break here with the mini bye week, having now played on Thursday. So we'll have to wait and see until next Wednesday to get some confirmation on Kirby Joseph. But if he's unable to play, he's been dealing with a knee injury since week six. Like, that's how bad that injury has been. We all saw him, like, limping around in that game when they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. But they're banged up in the secondary. Terrion Arnold, he has the shoulder injury. We're probably not going to see him the rest of the regular season. How far can this team go, PJ? Because, like, you look at their schedule, it's not too crazy. At Rams is tough. Then they host the Steelers. Then they're on the road at the Minnesota Vikings. That'll be a little revenge game after the Vikings beat them in Detroit. And then week 18 is a tough game at the Chicago Bears, which who knows what the temperature is. And when you have a quarterback like Jared Goff, that's a pretty big deal. But like, you hear those four games, what's the Detroit Lions record in those four games? Like, is it 3-1? Is it 2-2? Do they run the table and win all four? Like, your best guess right now, a team that is now favored to make the playoffs, how do you think those final four games go for the Lions?
Yeah, I would probably say they're going to lose to the Rams next week. So they're going to drop to 8-6. I think they beat the Steelers. I think they beat the Vikings, who beat them in Detroit. So I think they get the get-back game. That game's going to be on Christmas. So I think they're going to be 10-6 going into that Bears game, and it's going to be a massive game. And you just brought up the point that these two teams, Dallas and Detroit, I mean, obviously the Bears don't have too many players, especially at some of the key positions with a lot of playoff experience. Caleb has never been there. Ben Johnson's in his first year as a head coach, so he's got to deal with all that in a playoff-like game. And the Lions were in a similar situation last year where they were playing a game with massive stakes in Week 18 with the number one seed on the line in the NFC. So it will be tough to beat a team two times. We all know Jared Goff outdoors, and you figure Chicago late in December, early January, it's probably going to be cold, probably going to be windy, probably going to be some kind of snow or something
game?
Like that. Let's say that's to win.
Let's say that's a win and in situation. Sunday Night Football. It's like game 272. Lions at the Bears. Winner gets the seventh seed. Who would you bet in that game? Obviously, like the number, like we can talk about that as well. But like, who do you think would just win that football game?
Man. I don't know. That's a toss-up type game.
It's a hell of a game, isn't it?
Like,
who knows what's the temperature?
I mean, the storyline of like Dan Campbell going up against Ben Johnson and the Bears with the chance to do it. I actually think I'd like Chicago in the game, Femi. I actually do. I think Detroit would be a 3-point favorite. I would definitely bet the Bears plus 3, but I think the Bears have a chance to win that game. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. That's very fascinating.
Yeah,
but like, based on how that sets up, because I'm looking at the Chicago Bears price, and we can talk about this a little bit later on in the program as well. Bears to miss the playoffs is plus 260.
I would need more.
They got a tough schedule.
Yeah, I would
need
more.
They got a tough schedule, though, PJ.
No, they do. I would need more, though.
They're a dog Sunday. You know, they have to play the Packers again. They got to go to the Niners, and they ended up, and you're projecting maybe 3-point dog week 18 against Detroit. I'd be holding on to a juicy price there if we end up getting that matchup in the winner-take-all 7-seed matchup in the NFC North. But we'll have plenty of time to talk about that as we march toward the end of the regular season. On the other side, let's talk some college football with our guy Colin Wilson of the Action Network, giving us his best bets for the conference title games next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.